Nolte, Jake Tapper, Chuck Todd failed to ask Biden about condemning China travel ban. By John Nolte on April 2, 2020. Did you know slow Joe Biden skated through two puff interviews with CNN's Jake Tapper and NBC's Chuck Todd without ever once being asked about his opposition to President Trump's travel bans? Here we are, on April 2, facing a brutal pandemic. And Joe Biden has still not lifted his opposition to the travel bans Trump put into place as far back as January 31. The same travel bans Dr. Anthony Fauci has repeatedly said saved us from a much worse pandemic. Between January 31 and as recently as March 12, Biden repeatedly ripped into Trump as a racist over his travel bans. Bans that stopped, according to averages, hundreds of thousands of travelers from entering our country from epidemic areas. That includes China and the European Union. Of the travel bans, Fauci has said, one of the things we did right was very early cut off travel from China to the United States. And from, outside of China, where it originated. He added that the countries in the world who have it are through travel. We also know, according to Fauci, that the first infected Americans got it from China or indirectly from someone who went someplace, then came to that particular country. If you look at the numbers, it's very clear that 70% of the new infections in the world are coming from that region, Fauci said on March 12. Of the 35 or more states that have infections, 30 of them now have gotten them from a travel-related case from that region, he went on to explain. So it was pretty compelling that we needed to turn off the source from that region. And yet, just the day before, on March 11, the day Trump added the European Union travel ban, Biden was still publicly attacking Trump's travel bans, the same travel bans that stopped heaven only knows how many hundreds or thousands of people from seeding infection into our country. Nevertheless, during their respective tongue baths interviews, neither Tapper nor Todd, both of whom identify as journalists, asked Biden a single tough question, much less a question about what would have been a catastrophic error of judgment had Joe Biden been president. As things stand right now, only one of two men will be our president next year. And there is nothing more pressing than the issue of the coronavirus pandemic. But when given the opportunity to question the judgment of one of those men, both of these fake journalists failed to press the Democrat. Worse still, and you can read the transcripts here and here, Biden was never pressed to ask any questions were basically any tougher than how awful is Donald Trump? And how badly has Trump bungled this? And tell us what you would do if you were president? Here's a sampling of Tapper's softballs from his March 24 interview with Hunter's dad. President Trump said today he would like to reopen the country by Easter. What's your response? If you were president right now. The president had a town hall of some sort on his favorite channel earlier today. He mentioned you. I wanted to play that for you and get your reaction. I assume you're concerned about the economy as well. What have you been doing to keep yourself safe? What do you think about Bernie Sanders continuing his campaign? Do you know anybody with the virus? Have you talked to anybody who is suffering from this? What is your message to the American people during this time? Is your ass as round and firm as the rumors? Okay, I made up that last one. But would you be surprised if the same Jake Tapper who likes to do segments on the shape of Trump's penis would ask such a thing? Regardless, Tapper's other questions are such bootlickers. You hardly need a phony one to make the point. Not a single question asking Biden what his current position is on travel bans. We still don't know, or if he regrets his previous statements now that the experts have weighed in. What's more, not a single question about the credible allegation of sexual assault against him. Not a single question about how poorly his campaign has dealt with this quarantine. Here a sampling from Biden's Sunday appearance on Meet the Press. Is there an action, Trump, has not taken that you would be taking right now if you were president? Do you think we have to conduct an all-male ballot election come the fall given the likelihood this comes back in the fall? Is there a point where Bernie Sanders is no longer playing a productive role in this Democratic primary? Do you feel a little bit frustrated and powerless right now? Vice President, from your home studio I can imagine. Especially somebody who loves to hug his grandkids, I'm sure that's very frustrating as well. Do you think there is blood on the president's hands considering the slow response? And no, I did not make up that last one. Naturally. Chuck Joe McCarthy Todd did not ask Biden about the blood that would have drowned this country had there been no travel ban. If only we could express some surprise at this dereliction. But we can't, because when it comes to these two left-wing liars, no scrape of their latest barrel bottom is anything other than expected. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.